Israel's Prime Minister is stepping up his campaign against the corruption allegations that are threatening his re-election. Benjamin Netanyahu's calling the allegations absurd and demanding that voters, not the courts, judge him. If his gambit works, he'll become Israel's longest-serving Prime Minister, but his refusal to resign could create a constitutional crisis. Middle East correspondent Eric Twarczyk filed this report.
In one of a series of videos and public statements, Benjamin Netanyahu tells Israelis that leftists are trying to get rid of him. Their goal is obvious, he says. They want to dismiss a prime minister through a kangaroo court and to steal the elections from you, the people of Israel. Other videos mock the corruption allegations that are now threatening his re-election and his place in history. Police have recommended charges of bribery, fraud and breach of trust against Mr. Netanyahu in three separate corruption cases in which he denies wrongdoing. Polls show he's nevertheless on track to be re-elected when Israelis vote in April. If the Attorney General decides to pursue the corruption charges, Mr. Netanyahu will become the first Prime Minister to serve under indictment. Journalist Anshul Pfeffer says that while the law suggests he could remain in office unless he was convicted, Benjamin Netanyahu would still face court petitions to remove him.
The high courts could quite possibly rule that despite the law ostensibly being on his side, it would be unreasonable and unconstitutional for an indicted prime minister to remain in office. But that's uncharted territory, and you could even argue that's a constitutional crisis whereby the courts would be removing an elected leader.
In his bid to avoid indictment before the elections, Mr. Netanyahu's criticised media outlets, police, state prosecutors, and even the attorney general he appointed. His party, Likud, is running an anti-media campaign. Pollster and political analyst Dahlia Scheindlin says Mr. Netanyahu has used this approach before.
What I think is new is the deep suspicion of public institutions and the questioning of what democracy really means. In other words, the long-term impact that I think his followers will have, or the long-term impact I think he'll have on his followers, is their sense that democracy really means majority rule. And if the majority elected this legislature, they should take precedence over any checks and balances that we would see in a normal democracy.
The former chair of Hebrew University's political science department, Abraham Diskin, says the allegations against Mr. Netanyahu have divided the country.
Right-wingers would say, well, he's being persecuted, there is no real allegation, etc. And other people would say, well, here is a proof. You know, there was a long investigation, and now the general attorney is about to indict him. So people making their minds on the possible indictment according to their previous political affiliation.
Political science professor Abraham Diskin ending that report from our Middle East correspondent Eric Twarczyk.